Okay, everybody, sorry. We are continuing in Inyone Srara. So we ended the shiur last time. We were telling a little bit about Rav Moshe's tshuva. We didn't get to really do it fully. So let us see. Let us take a look in the Gemara in Kiddushin on Ayin Vav Amud Beis on page 13. So if you look, the line that ends with Som Tassim Alecha Melech Mikerv Achecha Kol Masima Shata Masim Lo Ye Ela Mikerv Achecha. There's all the appointments that you have to be what? Mikerv Achecha. It can't be a ger. Or that's going to be a separate topic about it, that you can't have a srara, you can't give a srara to a ger. And what the halachic, you know, that requires its own separate packet. But kol mesimus shata masim, all the things that you appointments, it has to be mikarev achecha. It has to be a full-born Jew, not a ger. Amalei Rav Ada bar Ava, afil imo Yisrael, even if his mother's Jewish, so he says, imo Yisrael karev achecha karina bay. That's fine. Imo Yisrael is fine, even if the Hilkach Rav Bibi de Gavra Rabba Hava Lion Bemila de Shmaya Marlin Bibi Masa Rashi Bemila de Shmaya Gabai Tstaka Bekitsus of Chaluka Vaseda Miturgimon of Maftirin Bibi de Masa Shar Tzarcha. Here, take a look. Let's do a look further up. Gaboid Staka Masim. My time, he came into Mitsu Bahadei Inshi. The Gaboid Staka. Here, we have a condition so we can see the. Right. Yeah, take a look. Gemara Kiddushin. Okay, so the Gemara says, as Ezra pointed out, that the halacha is that the Gabbai Tzedaka, you don't have to check their yichus, as Ezra just said. My time became the Minsu Bahadehad in Sheik. That's because if you're appointing him to be a Gabbai Tzedaka, so that means that's a Srara. You appointed him to be the Gabbai Tzedaka. So why is that a Srara? Oh, an old Gemara. An old Gemara. It's good. But it's a Gemara nonetheless. Right, that's what Ezra was pointing out to Mishnah. That if you already have this position, then we don't have to check out your yichus, because we know that you have a good yichus. Because we assume if you appointed this position, then that means that we checked out your yichus from before. So why does a gabet staka, you know, need a special yichus? Because people fight. There can be fights. And he has to, what? He's in charge of resolving. This stucker, you have to realize, when we talk about gabit stucker, it's not like today. The guy who goes around with the pushka, that's not the gabit stucker. It means that the community would tax you. Everyone had to give a certain tax to the community. And sometimes people would resist. It could be with a paid position. So it says, "Mashkin atzlocha fiu b'erev Shabbos." Rashi, "Mashkin notli mashkonos al atzlocha sheyipsko alav ve'ina nosna." But if we take a mashkon, if a person is supposed to give a certain amount of tzedakah, he didn't give it. So we'll take a mashkon from him, and we won't give it back until he gives the tzedakah he's supposed to give. Even an Erev Shabbos. What does it mean, even an Erev Shabbos? She says, "Sha'adum torod, mitochach merivim mimohem u'mavazin osam." But sometimes in Erev Shabbos, people are very busy. In other words, the level of stress on Erev Shabbos sometimes is greater than Sunday morning, you know. So sometimes the Gabe comes to you on Erev Shabbos, and you know he's the last person you want to see on Erev Shabbos. So so he can take a mashkon from, and even Erev Shabbos, the Gabe Tztaka can take a mashkon. So the Gemara then has to skip a little bit. Ushpisna the Rav Ava for Ava Gior Hava. So the innkeeper of, is it the innkeeper or the guest? Maybe the guest, whatever. Of Rav Ava for Ava Gior Hava. So the Kiminti Ihu Rav Bibi. Ma'ama Ana Vidna Sarusa Demasa. Ma'ama Ana Vidna Sarusa Demasa. They were both arguing who was in charge of certain public functions in the community. So it has to be, it can't be the ger, because the ger is not allowed to have these positions. So it must be it's the other fellow who's in charge. So he says, so therefore they were fighting about who has the appointment. So he says that, so he says we should split it like this. Rav Bibi was the Gavra Rabba who? He was a... So you had the Rav Ada Bar Ava was a Giyora, a Ger, but Rav Bibi was a Talmid Chacham. So he would be involved in the Mili D'Shmaya. You know, who would get Maftir, the Tztaka, and Mar... You'll be other tzorchei tzibur. Amar bai hilchah mandem the mashri tzurva barabana b'ush pischalei v'ashrei kiv adabar ava v'yadol meibach v'izchusei. It says if you want someone doing it, this type of thing, you know, you should always get Adam Ravam. He knows how to
mediate.
He's a good lawyer. Even though he was a ger?
The fifth, his innkeeper was a... His father was a ger.
His father was a ger.
But his mother was a ger.
Yeah. So Rav Adam Rav, so they said, so Rav Bibi, he's going to be the Milu Dishmaya.
Yeah.
And Ma'ar is who?
The
innkeeper. Who was what? And what is he? Who was he?
He was the son of the
Ger. Vai be vilo de massa. Ama ba hilka ba de massa shur ve ban de shur. Ashri. Ada brava.
No, that
point
that mother
of the child, father. Shefava de yadol mepach be schuze. Zeve be tapam hu rabba bar achavano be tapam hu ba the marava fil reish kuri lo mukmi minayu. That in Eretz Yisrael, even a reish kuri, the person who's in charge of the weights in the community. This is a good weight. You say this is where this weight is 20 pounds, so you have to make sure it's accurate. So so what? So we don't let even the one who's in charge of the weights, what? Can't be from what? Here? But Ada feel reish grusel amok minayim. Even the head of what? The one who's in charge of the watering of the lawns. That's an interesting position. In charge of the watering of the fields. Hamishem shal rabbi, mamish shoter alav. Shal yashke ish biyomo shal chavero. That, in other words, you shouldn't get... Everyone has their proper day that they get their field watered. So there has to be someone in charge to make sure that they keep the rule. And that's called a what? A srara. And therefore what? It can't be done for a ger. We call kos mesimos has to be mekarvachecha. So that's the Gemara. So okay. So we have the person in charge of the weights. That's considered a srara. That he can't be a ger, and the person in charge of watering the, you know, to make sure that they keep the proper. In other words, if your day is Wednesday, make sure if somebody is taking your day, they have someone to enforce that no, his day is Wednesday. He gets Wednesday. So the question is how do we understand this in terms of the srara. So we'll talk about, but how does this now revert to women being a srara? Srara for women. So that's the truth of Rav Moshe here on page 14 in Yoredei Chelek Beis. In name Dvar Ha'almana, Eishes Talmid Chacham, Asher Haya Mashgiach Al Kashrus. She was the husband was a mashkiach and kashrus. Minishara below klum. But he passed away. She's an almana, so now she doesn't have parnasa. Ve'ela b'ma lefarne says b'neha yisomim. Because he ishut snua v'yiras Hashem be'emes v'hichan koch v'devono balas achrais. Where she's a very geshikta person, put together person. She's responsible. She's Yirei Shemayim. She yesh lishmach ala she tiya tachas ba'ala lashkech v'yela mizah. So can she continue the hechsher under her auspices? Avor banah. So Rav Pupko is from the Pupko family, Rav Baruch Aaron Pupko. Our friend Rabbi Levitt is mishpacha. That's his mishpacha. You have to know one you sold. All Pupkos, they're all related. All the Pupkos, they're all related. Also, yeah, I just spoke to him the other day. Yeah. Yeah, now he lives on the west side, but it's the same mishpacha. All Pupkos, I can't say all Sassons are related, but all Pupkos are... maybe all Haglers, maybe, or something like that. No, not all. Some. All Simons, no. All Simons are related. Even though I sometimes get phone calls from Rabbi, for people mean to call Rabbi Simon and Teaneck, and they call me. So, what? Yeah. He's the Chabad Rabbi Tina. So that's the story. So what's the story? So that's what they want to know. Could the woman be in charge of the kashrus? So on page 15. Moshe says like this. He says, "Nimtza shemitzad ne'amonus ein shum chashash." In other words, in terms of ne'amonus, she's a firm lady, so she has credibility. Shimachi buchzeches liishak sheir liadasu vina eichu mel hashgiach. She knows what to do. Yesh lismach alecha. He says there's another issue. That all the appointments, when you appoint someone, it can only be a man. In other words, in the Sifrei, it says, we just read it a couple of weeks ago. Tzom tosim alecha melech, says the Sifrei. Three words. Melech velo malka. Now the question is, who says that applies when it's not a melech? In other words, just kashrus, not a melech. That's because you're ahead of the kashrus. Doesn't mean you're a melech or a malka. But, so the question is, does it apply? Now, in our Gemara, in Yevamos that we just... in Kiddushin, rather, that we just saw, so when they said that a ger can't be appointed, so then the Gemara Darshan called Masimus. So the question is, Bikar Vachecha Tasim Alecha Melech, not only a Melech, but all appointments. So the question is, does the Drasha of the Sifrei of Melech Velo Malka, does that apply only to Melech, or does it apply to everything? Right. In other words, is the drasha of the Gemara in Kiddushin that kol ha-mesimos lo yum b'kerev achecha, right? Does that apply to? So that means that a ger can't have, not only can't be a melech, but a ger can't have any other. He can't be in charge of the water, you know, system. He can't be in charge of the weights, you know. But the question is, but the din of Melech Malka, the Sifrei doesn't darshan Eli Elam Melech Malka Minayin Larabos called Masimus. So maybe it's only a din in Melech Malka. That if you want to make something to see Melech Malka, it has to be a Melech. It can't be a Malka. Hilnei Malka. But what was she? What did she do? What kind? Yeah?
She wanted to have a sukkah, right?
She wanted to have a sukkah, but what did she do in life? What?
She very cultured.
Yeah,
those
chandeliers.
Yeah.
Yeah,
yeah. She didn't admit that to my son.
What?
Not only that, a big child. She was also the
Yeah, I don't know what she did, but let's see. Let's see what Reb Moshe.
She was the queen of her own country.
Right. Right, okay, that's the answer.
Oh.
If Talki said she wasn't a Jewish queen, she was queen of her own country.
You have other kinds of saying so.
Okay. So again, we're talking, we're on page 15. 15! 15! The question is, this woman, husband passed away, the husband had a kashrus organization, now the woman wants to be in charge of it to be able to get parnasa. So the question is, we learned that the Gemara says that a ger can't have srara, we saw, and the Gemara says not only malchus, but any srara. Even to be in charge of, checking the weights to make sure the weights were honest in the community. But when it comes to melech, a woman, so it just says in the Sifrei, Som tasi melech ha-melech, melech lo malka, it doesn't say kol mesimus has to be a man, right? By the ger, it says it's not only a din of melech, it's a din of kol mesimus. But mel malach, maybe not. So this is what Moshe says. וגם חום סימש הוא גם לזה שנאמר בספרי מלך ומלכה, הוא הדין חום סימש, לא מאמין אישר. So Reb Moshe says, Mustabe, that same drasha from Yevamos Memhei and the Kedusha Nayin Vav, that it should apply to Melech Lomalko also. Vashkocha al kasher Mustabe shehu minoy. Hashkocha on kashers is a minoy. How do we know that? Rayel is a mikedushin. Yisra b'marava afil reish kuri lo mikmi minayim. Memura al amidos. Memamish kemo hashkocha. Yeah, he says, Memura al amidos is like hashkocha on kashers. Because you're in charge to make sure the midos are honest. So you're making sure that the food is good. So it's the same type of thing. You come in and you check to make sure that they're dealing honest with the kashrus, that they're dealing honest with the midos. U'mamish kemo hashkoch al kashrus. The malan kashrus. What difference is between the kashrus ha-mishkolos v'amidos and the kashrus yisuri macholos? The time hu shachil bein lakshiva poel. He says, what's the difference between a srara and a worker? What makes somebody a worker? You pay somebody to be a worker? Or you pay somebody to be... I'm appointed to be the cashier in the supermarket. Is that a srara? To be the cashier of a supermarket? So he says, no. What's the difference? Because it's not the chashivas of the mlocha. In other words, you won't say, oh, that cashier, that's not such a chash of a thing. That's not the point. So he says like this, Elim niska lasos ritzona maskiro, whereas the maskir, person who hired you, needs something done. He has a supermarket. He needs someone to stand there and check out the items, and he'll pay you for that. So you're doing his will. That's a poel. Even if it's a malacha chashuva, right? Even if it's considered a, maybe if you're, you work in some fancy hotel, and you're the bell guy, or you're one of these people that stands there and gives out wine when you come in. What?
Concierge.
Yeah, so that's in a chashuv hotel. So it's chashivus. So he says that's still a pile. So what's considered a srara? Im nisker lasos neged ritzon balabais. In other words, you're appointed. In other words, the balabais has what? He has a butcher shop. So I'm appointed to go against him, to say, hey, oh, what's that box I see there? In other words, you're not working together with the balabais. You're working to check on him. That's neged ritzon. I mean, he wants it because Lamaisa, he wants people to come to buy his things. So he wants Ashkacha. But ultimately, it's not you're working, doing things for him. You're doing things, so to speak, against him. That it, meaning if he would have something problematic in the store, you would call him on it. So that's, you're being shoylet on somebody.
That is
Rav Moshe Feinstein, yeah.
Yeah, how does that apply
Yes. Oh, yeah, so we're going to see in a second. Right, so who... Kachshkocha mishkol z'mida shabal b'aytay evshar rosa shayach shalom gam mishkol z'mida chasem. Who munu l'poskol l'ikach ma'bal b'ayis, who swar al ba'al b'ayis. Whereas, li os kol ish, sorer reveso, hu b'daber. So you sorer somebody, you shaylated somebody. You're right. In other words, the guy who's the cashier is not shaylating anybody. He's just, you know, putting the bag, the groceries in the bag and giving you change. And if you don't pay, but then you're just being a shliach of the balabais.
So
you're not being. One second. And the same thing if you're a heksher, you're the this heksher, so therefore you go into the snore, you snoop in the snore, and if you see something that's not you know, proper, you'll call them on it, and then if whatever, and if it was, you think that it was amazing, you can close the, you know, you can take the, withdraw the hashkacha, and then there's going to be a problem. So you're his boss, so to speak. You're hired to balabata over the balabais. So that's why Rav Moshe says that he thinks being in charge of kashrus is a srar. Shemlachnu lasos haf neged b'rtzod balabai, shalol laniach la balabai, sheyikne devarim asurim. Imkein la Rambam, ein l'minos al ze isha. So therefore, he shouldn't appoint a woman to, because the Rambam says, I'll have it a future practice, I'll see the Rambam side, but you should, that the din of Melech Velo Malka is all Sraris. So therefore, it's not only just Malchus. I mean, all Sraris is Melech Velo Malka. So Mamela, so, and the definition how he's defining Srara is what? Is when you, it's not that you're just doing a job for somebody, but your job is to boss over someone else. So he says that, so there's a problem here. But he says, he doesn't think everyone agrees with the Rambam, that it applies to everything, because he says, you look in the Chinuch, again, this will all be in a future packet where you'll be able to see the Rambam inside, and the Chinuch inside, etc. But he says, in other words, in the Sefer Chinuch, it's only by Melech v'lo Malka. He doesn't say Kol Masimus. Because of the Lo Yisha Rak B'melech V'lo Malka, with the din Yerusha Nakat Shagam B'chol Minuyim, there was the din of Yerusha, that if your father was in charge, then you become in charge. Alma the din V'lo Yisha Einu Kishar Masimus. That time the Mikarev Achecha Koi Al Kol Masimus Shuhu Miribuya De Tosim Kibu Koi Al Melech Mashman Pesh Rasha. So he says the chinuch is learning that Melech v'lo Malka is only on Melech v'lo Malka, but not only on the Masimus. The din of Ger, that can be by all Masimus. So he says that the chinuch never brings down this din of Kol Masimus. He only brings down the din of Melech v'lo Malka. So Bevela giving a Heksher and Kashrus is not Melech v'lo Malka. So Bevela, even though it's a Srara, even though it's a Svara, so therefore he was Mekel, Rav Moshe. He says, Drosha lo Malka nemar rak b'melech. The second line on the left side of page 15. Who says it applies to all Masimus? Maybe it's only a din of Melech. Culture came with Toysis. Shagam l'inim kev hecha yeshkil ben Melech shar Masimus ein. Melech v'din Melech v'din shar Masimus ein. Mitzat sheish lo kol dini Melech. משום דסומך מסימוס כאב אחיך, שמה מילה דבעינם הוא כאב אחיך קצס, כגון אמא בישראל, אומר חוזר ושון עליו, כאב אחיך תעשי מלך מלך, דקה בשביל אוביב אמא בישראל. כן ודאי שאין למלך פסול אישו שנאמר רק במלך, שגם בכל מסימוס תיפוס על אישו. כן משהו, כן, כל דבר יפים לדבר, דין ירישו צריך לדוש אחרת, ובנו. כי צריך להשאיר את הסבירה לכך לצורך גודל, זאת אומרת, לצורך גודל בשביל חייס אלמנו ובניה היסומים יש לסמוך על החולקים על הרמב״ם. He says, he thinks you could be, you could what? You could rely on the chinuch against the Rambam and let him be in charge of the kashrus. Even though the Rambam would answer it, because it's a Srara. But the chinuch sheet is that Srara is only a din in Malchus, Melech Lulam Malchus, it's not a din in other things. Oh, we'll see in a second, So he says, with the Yusha Nachman Shagam Chomun Iyum Elam, the question is, what about the din of that your child gets Yerusha of in other words, if you had a certain position of Minui, so there's a halacha that the child is next in line. So does that apply only to Srara? This type of Srara? Because Rav Moshe is making a chiluk between, you know, you just appointed to do something by the Baal HaBayis, as opposed to being appointed to... Now this is Rav Moshe. I don't know if everyone agrees to this Rav Moshe. But the way we were saying yesterday, last week, that it could be that any minui. We were talking about the Ginas Varadim. So the Ginas Varadim says any mitzvah has a mile of chashivas, that's called like a svara. It doesn't have to be, 1 second, it doesn't have to be that you're... So I think what Moshe is saying, the incident of a woman is only when there's a real Sarah. And then, the Malkum Sarah, if she needs a parnasa, she can rely on the heat of Shita against the Rambam, not Shar Sarah. But I don't think Ramosha's Shita is necessarily the only Shita that I think. I think the Gita's Varadim would argue with Rav Moshe.
But the
Gita's
Shita is very compelling also, no?
I don't know. Is the Gita's Shita very compelling? Or is it just a diet in the Gita?
More of a diet than
anybody in the
Gita. But a
diet
could also be compelling.
Yeah, a diet sometimes could be compelling also. You see, on page 8, he says, right, we were discussing last week about the Chevra Kadisha, right? ruchsa. If somebody, so this is legabe, someone else could take it away from him. Rabbi Tobri was discussing what about a shliach tzibur, right? So we said there could be a din of a chazak and shliach tzibur. You know, because it's a mitzvah, and it's a minoy, and it's a hashivas. We discussed with the Rav. So Rav Moshe's definition. I mean, people talk about, you know, this is a big thing about presidents and shuls or board members. You know, there's a whole discussion in different places. There's a whole... Yeah, we're not up to that. That's not...
Yes.
Sorry. You see, if you say, I don't know, is a... To be on a board of directors of a shul, is that called a sora? Is that a minui? You're on the board of directors of a shul?
Why not?
I mean,
you think it's a minui?
I think when it comes to youth directors, I think it's different, because like youth directors, like I think it'd be something different that they're
gonna... Or is a youth director just a poet?
Or maybe it's like something that's like...
A youth director maybe just... So the question is to distinguish between minui srara and a poet. Because when I'm in charge, anyone who gets a position, right, he's a poet. So a poet is different than a what?
Why
isn't the Rav a poet? We'll see in a second. Then in a poet, obviously a woman can be a poet. Right? A woman can be a poet, right? Because, but she can't have srara.
Could a woman be a poet? So, depends on this subject. You have many jobs that we consider srara that are really controlled by other people.
Yes.
I can give a whole list.
Okay, I know you said. So that's what you're saying about LV?
Working for the people.
Well, isn't the halakha of sin also the work of the people? They pick someone in the mouth to have control over. The difference is when they throw you out. If people kick you out, then you don't have control.
But
the people could kick you
in. In a democracy, you're able to say...
4 years later. 2 years later.
No, you said you could impeach
them. You're not impeaching them. It's a recall. Maybe it's taking a recall.
No, you're saying you should have to go strong.
Why? If I appoint you,
you can get him
out of position.
Technically, you can get
him
out of
position. Who?
Who
are we talking about?
President.
President of who?
United States.
You can beat him.
I don't think
about
it because
it's
the
United States.
No.
There's a legal system to get rid of.
There's a legal system to get rid of.
What about the Prime Minister of Israel? Do we have a woman Prime Minister?
Yeah. That's what Rav Shechter mentioned, that people tied in against Rav Moshe because he matted this. That's why Israel had a woman Prime Minister. And Rav Moshe said, the way Rav Shechter said it over, is don't worry, it wasn't because of my tshuva that they appointed a woman.
So would that be a problem?
Have a picture on the Belfry.
Yeah, yeah. Oh, was
a letter from Rav Shechter. It's
Yochai Rina. Yeah, yeah.
He said it's okay to have Sarah for women. He was arguing with the Ashkenazic rabbi. He said it was not okay.
Yeah, what was his shita?
Rabbi Zion said, yes, it's okay.
For Golda Meir to be...
No, that's way before.
Way before, yeah.
We had it in Rabbi Blau's class. We were discussing it.
Yeah.
I have the paper at home, which I can dig it out.
And what was the scars here and there?
I'm sorry?
What was the reason?
They were arguing that Nashim Dagdan Kala, and he was responding Well, you mean men don't have that hakala too?
Well, this woman is not going to be the one coming into the store. It means it's going to be under, she's going to be the one in charge, she's going to hire the mashgichim to, she'll be like the head person of the kashrus organization.
Ultimately, she's not just being one of them.
So Moshe says, here you can be mako because it's a tzorach gadol. Really, he wouldn't want to be mako like you just said.
You mean to do, because mashgichim in the store... Being called by the head mashgichim.
He's just a worker.
But he's just working for the head person.
But he still has to go over the store.
Right, because he's not really...
No, he can come to the store and say you're doing your job.
Right. But that's not straw, because that's just being a foil.
That's how I'm going to the fact that
the head of the waiter, if you don't think this, whoever he's had to hand to someone, the head of the waiter doesn't have to answer.
Right. She's in the top, the Ashkocha of Rabbi Pupko. So the Mela, Rabbi Pupko is no longer around, so Rabbi's a Pupko.
Yeah.
Let me read the Rambam here.
Well, even though it's in the coming packet.
So a woman can't be an agency for help, can't expect help for any kind of stuff.
Where's the Rambam? So does Malachim, right? Shoftim? Ema midim melech mikahal geirim. I feel like I can't remember Doris. Actually, even Yisrael, right? Lo malchus bovad al chol sros. Ema midim isha b'malchus. The Rambam says, Perkei halacha hei. Perkei halacha hei. Ema shemir melchul o malchum. Kol masim, shem Yisrael, ein amani b'hem el ish. And then, Halacha Zayin, HaBen HaGadol Kodem Mekatan. Lo Malchus Bovar HaKol HaSororos Kol HaMenuyim Shem Yisrael Yusha L'dno L'ben B'no Adolo. So I told you, I heard Rabbi Mordechai Temple say that Rabbi Moshe held like a Maggid Shear. A Maggid Shear. So he told me about a certain Maggid Shear. His father was a Maggid Shear in a certain famous yeshiva. And he held the Moshe that his son had the right to be
Maggid Shear Shor.
So if you say like what the Gita Zarabu says, it's you know.
Well, why is that logic? There's many examples we have. I'm sure to find.
So it's interesting because the definition of Rav Moshe's Srara when it came to the Melech Velomalka was about, you know, being forceful over something. But the Maggid Shear, not being forceful over something, I mean, maybe some people are, but in general it's not, you know, because obviously, you see, Rav Moshe was bothered. Obviously, a woman can be a poyel, right? You can appoint a woman that she can be a secretary, right? No one would say, you know, that's an appointment that's... Unless you say against Rav Moshe that it's only if it's a chashivas. You understand? Rabbi Kobe, maybe it's against. Maybe Rav Moshe has nothing to do with Hashivas. It has to do with. So maybe not. Maybe it has to do with Hashivas. So if it's just like a small job, like she's just like. You know, it's not considered a chash of a thing, so you can't call it. There was Rav Moshe was working with the thing, Lagabe Hashivas versus. He wasn't working with, you know, Bob. Forcing somebody over not forcing somebody. You know, being able to... But then when it came to Maggid Shear, I don't know, Rabbi Kevin saying, that he thought there is a Yerusha be did. So that's a little bit difficult. Why? I mean, maybe you could say no. That's not a... If he's the Melech or he's... Is the same criteria of Mesimus like I made Melech Malka to the Din of Yerusha. Some want to say that these halachas apply only if it's like a lifetime thing. We'll see that in a future packet. Maybe if it's a lifetime thing, then that's like similar to a melech.
And just first thing, I mean, Rav Moshe, at the end of the packet, which I last week said, even if it's not lifetime,
so the sheikh would be arguing with him. I thought it made a lot of sense. It was the idea that your son inherits. Why should he inherit if your thing is only not lifetime? So why should your son take over for you? If it's lifetime, then I understand. It's lifetime for you, so then he should take over. So maybe you could argue with Rav Moshe and say that it's what he said not to say. That it has to be some chashivas. So then maybe that's like the Shliach Tzibur. That's some chashivas, that he's the Shliach Tzibur of the community. He's the Maggid Shear in Yeshiva, even the Shol Meshiv in Yeshiva. That's a certain chashivas. Even though it's... Then you would not deal with Rav Moshe's chiluk of Svarah versus Poyel. But a Poyel, on the other hand, you can say, well, a Poyel also... in different jobs. Some jobs, you know, you're high up there in the company. So that's the chashivas. But you did not necessarily make sorry over it. I don't know. Great, he runs a hedge fund. I know nothing about hedge funds. What do you say, Rabbi Hess? He runs a hedge fund. So is that a sarara or is this a, it's a chashivas? What do you say?
Yeah, it's not
chashivas. What? It's not chashivas. It's chashivas. Yeah. You see, for the Shlich Tzibur, you see, till then we were talking like last week or the other week, so chazaka or mitzvah. So we said that if you have a chazaka, you did it, you were poor. You know, so that's, it's yours. You can't take it away from them. Just last night I had I thought a certain person should daven for the Yomud, Shlichas. But then another person told me that he always davens every year, so I didn't realize that. So once he told me that, I said, no, then it's yours. I didn't mean to take it away. If it was every year somebody davening, but you say you daven every year, you have a chazaka, so you know, so I'm not going to, you know, take away your chazaka. But the idea of, well, it's not shaykh to speak at a woman, look at me, should have seen work. So what do you think? In other words, the strongest thing that Moshe has going for him is that it's not shy to say that a woman can't be a poet. So then once you say that, I wanted to say that it's a srara. No, it's not. It's a poet. It works. A chapel was saying that is, you have like power to fire someone, you know, and you're charged of something that you can fire people under you, something like that. So you have the person in charge of the weights, you have the person, you divvy up different duties, and then, so all those appointments are the appointments for the kehila. So
right.
Those all are sraras.
Right.
Not necessarily because you could.
So the
board is a chashivas?
That's close to Malachol, but it's the same concept.
Because it's a communal idea. It's a communal idea, Rav Talaki. Like, the nation has a king.
So, right.
So the kehila, you know, Skver, Satmar, it's a kehila. Lubavitch, Royers. Okay. You don't have to give me your opinions, man. Okay, but you think it's a different kehila. Okay, good.
The Mashiach has a simple attempt to come up with that. I mean, we have private practice of a shop.
In other words, the hashkacha of a kehilo, you say, is different. This is a private business.
Yeah.
So that's for sure it should be okay. So you're saying Rav Moshe was going too much.
Unless you want to
tell if he holds.
Depends which kehilo this was, certain patterns might have more of a banner abundant. It's different
Rana Rabbanim of Queens. Rana Rabbanim of...
Rana Rabbanim. It's not just a Rabbanim. There's different levels of... I'm not...
Well, those are of the Kihim.
The OK is to go for the OU now.
So the souls, you have the